You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 9 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. It's been quite a busy week, so let's get right to it. Mark your calendars because the Eagles' 2021-17 game schedule has officially been released. The Eagles kick off the season on the road week 1 in Atlanta, facing the Falcons on September 12th at 1 p.m. Then they have their home opener week 2 against the San Francisco 49ers on September 19th at 1 o'clock p.m. The Eagles are expected to have full crowds this season. Week 2 will be followed by the first of two prime time games this season, week 3 at the Dallas Cowboys on September 27th at 8:15 p.m. That is a Monday night football game, and this will be the first division matchup. This should be an exciting game because it'll be Dak versus Jalen Hurts. Week 4, the Birds will return home to Philly to host the Kansas City Chiefs on October 3rd at 1 p.m. Week 5, they're heading to Charlotte to play the Carolina Panthers. That's on October 10th at 1 p.m. Week 6, they'll be hosting the defending Super Bowl champs Tampa Bay Buccaneers on October 14th at 8:20 p.m. That's the Thursday night football game, so the second in the final primetime game. This will be a short week for the Eagles and a tough game. Week 7, the Birds are heading to Vegas to play the Raiders. That'll be October 24th, a game at 4:05 p.m. Then week 8, they'll be playing at Detroit against the Lions. That's on October 31st at 1 p.m. Returning home week 9 to play the Chargers, November 7th at 4:05 p.m. Week 10, they'll be going to Denver to play the Broncos. That's November 14th at 4:25 p.m. Returning home week 11 to play the New Orleans Saints. That's November 21st at 1 p.m. Then jumping back on the road for two back-to-back road games. Week 12, they'll be playing the New York Giants. That's November 28th at 1 p.m. Then week 13, they'll be in New York playing against the Jets, December 5th at 1 p.m. Week 14, they'll have their bye, a pretty late bye in the season, but that's when it's scheduled. So week 14 will be a bye week. Week 15, they'll return to action. They'll be hosting the Washington football team. This date is undecided. It's either going to be on December 18th or the 19th, and the time is TBD. Week 16, they'll be playing the New York Giants at home. So that's December 26th at 1 p.m. Week 17, they will be traveling to Washington to play Washington football team again, January 2nd at 1 p.m. The 18th, they'll be playing the Dallas Cowboys at home, and that's January 9th at 1 p.m. So like I mentioned, two primetime Eagles games this season, but then they'll jump onto the 2022 NFL playoff schedule. The wild card round is set for January 15th through the 16th. The divisional round will be January 22nd and the 23rd. The conference championships will be January 30th. The Pro Bowl is scheduled for February 6th. Super Bowl for February 13th. Yeah. So I want to know, what games are you most excited for? How do you feel about the schedule overall? I want to know. Rookie mini camp started on Friday and it will go until Sunday. Special shout out to Brandon Lee Galton, who was actually there observing and was able to provide some live updates. So you can check out his notes and his tracker on the BGN website. But here's just a few of the takeaways from the rookie minicamp. There was a total of 26 players at the Eagles rookie minicamp, including 5 tryout invites. Eagles rookie Marlon Tuipulotu was not practicing. He tweaked his hamstring a few weeks ago, so he was not in the action. Landon Dickerson, who's still recovering from his ACL injury, was participating slightly. He warmed up with the team and he did some individual works, but he didn't have on his pads. And Jamie Newman was the only QB at rookie minicamp. The Eagles have officially signed 7 undrafted rookie free agents: Texas A&M wide receiver Jamon Osbon, Buffalo guard Coyote Awusika, Iowa State defensive end Jaquan Bailey, Indiana center Harry Kreider, Florida wide receiver Trayvon Grimes, Georgia quarterback Jamie Newman, and Nebraska tight end Jack Stoll. The standout, like I mentioned last week, is Jamie Newman. He had a historic season in 2019 at Wake Forest, completing 61% of his pass attempts for 2,868 yards with 32 total touchdowns. He was 2nd in the ACC in total offense, 4th in passing efficiency, 5th in passing yards, and he graduated from Wake Forest and then transferred to Georgia but opted out of the 2020 season. And the Eagles have officially confirmed jersey numbers for the 2021 draft picks, the undrafted free agents, in addition to some veteran jersey number changes. Starting with the draft picks, wide receiver Devontae Smith, I think that's who everyone's most excited about, will be wearing number 6. Landon Dickerson will be wearing number 51. Milton Williams will be wearing number 93. Zach McPherson, number 27. Kenny Gainwell, number 14. Marlon Tuipulotu, number 90. Teron Jackson, number 75. Jacoby Stevens, number 30. Patrick Johnson, number 48. Now on to the Eagles undrafted free agent jersey numbers. Jamie Newman will be wearing number 10. Jamon Osbon, number 48. Coyote Awusika will be wearing number 72. Jaquan Bailey, number 66. Trayvon Grimes, number 47. And Jack Stoll will be number 85. And now for the veterans, Darius Slay will be going from number 24 to number 2, Jordan Howard going from number 34 to 24, Kerryon Johnson will be at number 34, Khalil Tate will be going from number 6 to number 17, Elijah Riley will be going from number 48 to 39, and Isaac Suwamalu will be going from number 73 to number 56. I told you guys it was a lot. That was a lot for episode 9 of Above the Nest with Rachel, but that is going to be a wrap. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, leave a review, subscribe, follow us on Twitter at Bleeding Green and at @BGN_radio. I can also be followed on Twitter and IG at Rachel Monique. That's RaichelMonique. Have a wonderful weekend and we out.
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.